cruising along, liver wind agitating within. So this is an umbrella category. There are three distinct types of liver wind. Extreme heat generating wind is first we'll take on. High temperature, convulsions, rigidity of the neck, tremor of the limbs, epistotinus. You know what that is? Mm-hmm. It's where people backs arch so that they're like their head touches their heels. In severe cases, a coma. A deep red, stiff tongue with yellow coating, stringy, rapid, full pulse. This is an acute febrile disease pattern with the heat having penetrated deeply into the blood level. It's common in children with measles, encephalitis, and meningitis. Excess internal wind prevents the liver from moistening the sinews, causing rigidity. So you see the rigidity in the muscles and the tongue. Forces of disarming, invasion of exterior heat or wind heat penetrating to the blood level, generating wind. This happens fast. This is an acute febrile disease. It runs real fast. This can also happen in high order cases of scarlet fever and chickenpox.
And chickenpox?
Yeah. Treatment method is clear the heat, disperse the liver, subdue the wind using a reducing method, and bleeding of the Shishuan points, the fingertips points, if necessary. A word about this in terms of its applicability more broadly other than just children. This can happen to adults, for sure. I've seen it. Man in his 50s got chicken pox. And it converged with other factors to produce extreme dizziness. Like fall down dizziness. Like can't drive anymore dizziness. Like can't go anywhere unless accompanied by his wife dizziness. As in life is over except refuge. For very small parts of the world, dizziness. It was the history that got him. When I found out that he had chickenpox with a high fever, it all fell into place. He's now primo. Primo. He's all better. Put him on. Did acupuncture, pushed, subdued the wind, anchored the yang. Restrained it all, gave him herbs. It's all better. It's really cool. It only took like a month or so to start getting really better, seriously better. He had been suffering with it for a year. Liver yang rising, causing wind. Sudden unconsciousness, convulsions, deviation of the eye and mouth, hemiplegia, aphasia, or difficult speech. What's this a picture of? Stroke. Dizziness, red-peeled, deviated tongue, floating empty or stringy, fine, and rapid pulse. This arises from a deficient yin picture over a long period of time, which then gives rise to the liver yang rising, and again over a long period of time, and eventually causes wind. So you can understand, with high fever, just like with forest fires, you know they generate their own weather. They generate high winds. Or right around the fire. By the same token, the yang rises up so violently that it draws the wind as well. Okay, this is definitely a stroke picture. This is therefore a deficiency and excess mixed picture. It takes a great deal of time to develop, although its onset can appear sudden. It has been brewing for a lengthy period of time. There must be a deficiency of liver yin and a center of liver yang for this to take place. Forces in motion, excessive sexual activity and excessive exercise over a long period of time, you have to really lose a lot of stuff. Deficient liver blood, This is particularly true in women, can produce deficient liver yin. Prolonged anger or its repression can generate rising liver yang as well. It would, as Cricket pointed out, no doubt need to go along with liver yin deficiency as well. One would have to nourish the liver yin, subdue the liver yang, subdue the wind, and therefore there are different methods involved. Reinforcing and reducing. And even method. I want to say a word about even method. There was a question that came to me the other day. Even method is right between the reinforcing and reducing method. The needle is still inserted, withdrawn, inserted, withdrawn, even on the even amount of emphasis on the rotation clockwise and anti-clockwise. And no faster thrust or removal than the other. So all even. But it's still the same technique. Insertion, withdrawal, turn and not turn. And turn and turn back. And leave the needle in place once done. Okay, deficient liver blood causing wind. Yeah.
I know we're trying to cruise on, but can you say something about, you know, obviously you were talking before about going from top to bottom.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're working with somebody post-stroke.
Yeah.
Within days or weeks of post-stroke, same kind of thing, going from top to bottom.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you have to consider that the wind is still running.
Yeah.
It's not like it winded and then finished.
Mm-hmm.
Still running.
There's always that potential that happens again.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's common.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a stroke of some order and then have a big one thereafter.
So when we were talking before just about liver yang, where I think that this is probably adding like gallbladder 20.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm. Same idea of top mm-hmm. down and then.
Yeah, if you're subduing the wind here, with wind manifestation so striking and strong, you want to pull in all the wind points.
Yeah.
Top to bottom though.
Yeah.
Deficient liver blood causing wind. So we have numbness of the limbs, a tick, shaking of the head, tremor, pale deviated tongue, and a choppy or grating pulse. So the deficiency of the blood allows the vessels to be filled by internal wind.
Mm-hmm.
You can think of it as a like a solid gas mix going through the tubing. And it's got to be the right proportions for them to be in harmony with each other, for the solid to be able to convey the gas, and the gas be able to propel the solid. If you get a drop in the solid, then the gas becomes too robust, and that's when the wind stirs. The numbness in this pattern comes from the deficiency of the blood not nourishing the sinews. It's a chronic condition of deficient liver blood, itself caused by a diet lacking nourishment, which we can explain serious hemorrhage or deficiency of kidney qi or kidney jing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is overall the etiology of this is a chronic condition of deficient liver blood. Treatment method is tonify the liver blood, subdue the wind. Sound familiar? Using a reducing and reinforcing methods, don't use moxa.
Okay.